A man charged in a deadly Canton crash has been arraigned in court and pleaded not guilty. 34-year-old Garth Haynes of Plain Township appeared in Canton Municipal Court today, facing charges including vehicular manslaughter and two misdemeanors. The charges stem from a November 10th crash on Cherry Avenue Southeast that killed Canton police officer Dave Walgamott of Dover. Investigators say Haynes' pickup truck spun on an icy road and into the path of Walgamott's vehicle. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for May 12th. The May primary election is tomorrow. Contested Democratic primaries will be held for the 29th and 31st District State Central Committee. Jennifer Fitz and Kristen Moore will meet in a common police court race. Contested primaries will be held in the 49th, 50th, and 51st State Representative districts. On the Republican side, contested primaries will be held for 48th District State Representative, 29th District Central Committee, and the 5th District Appeals Court. Also contested are the Stark County Commissioner's race between incumbent Alan Harold and challenger Joe Schultz. For County Auditor, it's incumbent Angela Kinsey against Scott Svob. Financial issues include renewal levies in the Canton Local and Louisville school districts and a bond issue to build three new elementary schools in Plain Local. Voters countywide will see a SARTA levy that would increase the county sales tax from 6.5% to 6.6%. Canton police have a suspect in a fatal shooting. 51-year-old Richard Stotts died April 21st, 2 days after being shot in the head inside his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. An arrest warrant has been issued for 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle of Canton. He is charged with aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near a prohibited premises. A Plain Township man is facing several charges after his arrest in a child abuse case. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Hayden Davis is accused of assaulting his 2-month-old son Friday, causing serious injuries that required hospitalization. Court records state Davis was upset because the child wouldn't stop crying. He's charged with felonious assault, endangering children, and strangulation, along with a misdemeanor count of domestic violence. Davis was arrested Friday and scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. A man is recovering after a motorcycle crash in Perry Township Sunday afternoon. Police say 49-year-old Sean Drake of Canton was eastbound on Hankins Street Northwest around 5:25 when he went into a curve, lost control, and went off the road near Brookwood Street. He was thrown from the motorcycle. Drake was not wearing a helmet and suffered serious injuries. Police say speed may be a factor. Drake was taken to Mercy Hospital. A man is facing several charges after an incident at a Perry Township fast food restaurant. It happened Friday in the 4600 block of Tuscarawas Street West. 18-year-old Landon McCalla of Canton is accused of pointing a gun at an Arby's employee, prompting an evacuation. Police say he also was intoxicated and hit a sawed-off shotgun. McCalla was arrested and charged with aggravated trespass, tampering with evidence, inducing panic, and weapons violations, along with several misdemeanors. He is scheduled for arraignment today in Massillon Municipal Court. Alliance City Council is considering key measures at its meeting tonight. Members will vote on continuing a tax abatement agreement for the Alliance Ventures Mount Union Gateway project. In new business, Council will discuss donating retired fire department protective equipment to Stark State College. Meanwhile, a new consultant report says Alliance is not ready to take over full-time 911 ambulance service. The study cites staffing shortages, high costs, and internal resistance, and recommends better coordination while keeping a contracted provider in place for now. The arraignment for a truck driver charged in a fatal West Township crash has been rescheduled for May 11th. 39-year-old Michael Schuring of Niles is facing aggravated vehicular homicide charges. Investigators say a tanker truck he was driving crossed the center line on State Route 172 in November of 2025 and struck an oncoming vehicle. 44-year-old Diane Llewellyn was killed in the crash. A teen passenger was also injured. An animal shelter in Salem is cleaning up after a tree fell into the building over the weekend. The Columbiana County Humane Society says the tree struck the roof Saturday morning, tearing through the attic and damaging part of a remodeled kennel area. Officials say a larger limb also broke through the lower level of the facility. No dogs were injured. The shelter is thanking local contractors and volunteers who helped remove debris and stabilize the building. A vehicle slammed into a senior living complex in Youngstown Saturday night. Fire officials say the accident happened around 9:45 at Glen Park Manor along West Marion Avenue. Police say the driver failed to make a turn, struck rocks, and rolled before crashing. The cause of the wreck remains under investigation. No one inside the building was injured. The driver was taken to a hospital. Gas service to the building was shut off as a precaution. A Mahoning County judge has granted a 60-day delay in payment for the operator of Sobe Thermal Energy Systems in downtown Youngstown. The ruling gives John Collins more time to pay over $55,000 in fees to a former receiver. Collins says paying now would hurt cash flow, including utilities, wages, and high natural gas costs. Former manager Reg Martin opposed the delay, saying the funds should have been paid within 30 days. Roche Diagnostics says it will not dismiss its lawsuit against the Insight Foundation after a missed settlement payment. Federal court filings show Insight failed to meet an April 30th deadline to pay money it agreed to owe. As of May 1st, Roche says it still had not received payment, though Insight's attorney said it was coming. The company originally sued for nearly $300,000 for medical tests and equipment. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.